This is Senator Al Simpson. Many in Congress always complain about waste, poor management, and inefficiency at the Pentagon, yet there is a department even closer to our hearts with a problem like that, the U.S. Post Office. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are plenty of problems at ye old U.S. Postal Service. That old adage about delivering the mail through rain, sleet, or hail, or snow may still stand, but not with certainty. Morale and management problems are at an all-time crisis point. Relations between postal worker unions and management grow worse and more bitter. One only has to stand in line at the post office to witness and see that the careless and painstakingly slow process the mail has to go through, a labor-intensive industry that doesn't labor. Now there's talk of closing down the small-town post offices to alleviate the problem. Bah! I say the problem starts at the top. Don't sacrifice essential mail service to rural towns to keep financing a bloated, inefficient, union-operated giant.
There you go again, Al, playing post office with the facts. The U.S. Postal Service is everybody's whipping boy, but most of the criticism is a bum rap. Don't blame the post office, blame Congress and the administration. For years, they've treated the post office as a political football instead of a business enterprise. Sure, let's keep rural post offices open, but don't beat up on the Postal Service for not breaking even. The same 25-cent stamp pays for delivering a letter across town or across the country. Uniform mail service at uniform affordable rates, that two-century-old tradition has served the country well, even if it means larger communities subsidize service to small ones. Some of you right-wingers want to privatize the mail by turning mail service over to the private sector. That kind of deregulation could jeopardize rural areas even more, Al. Modernize, yes. Privatize, no. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on housing benefits for workers, a new idea in collective bargaining. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.